Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Popping Off about pop culture. I'm your host, Maggie.
It's me, Steven.
I need to get right into this first topic, and that is JoJo Siwa and her new grown-up bad girl era that she's starting, which is just so unserious.
Like you don't become a bad girl by saying I'm a bad girl. Like you just do something bad.
Yeah, you literally just like, or you just kind of like transition like slowly over time. You don't make the jump from like overgrown child to then like bad girl, bad pop era girl thing.
But like, is she even a bad girl? Like
No.
what she's giving is not bad girl. She's giving Pink mixed with Pennywise. If you've seen the pictures, you'll know what I'm talking about. And listen, this seems overly harsh, right? It probably is because I don't really have that much against JoJo Siwa. I don't like when she's like an adult baby. I don't like that, you know,
No.
like, but just look at the picture and tell me that does not look like Pink mixed with Pennywise.
I want to go back and look right now.
You know what I'm talking about, with the blue makeup and the mohawk thing.
Let me see. Let me see. I just like remember her, the outfit. I couldn't not focus on the outfit. Oh wow, her entire Instagram is just, I was a bad girl. I did some bad things. I didn't think twice what it did, what it would do to you. Okay. Yeah. Oh no, JoJo Siwa. And she's wearing this like weird, like football padding looking thing on top. Thou shall not
Oh, you're
cheat.
talking about that one. Okay. She's got a couple different little looks for this new era. I see the one you're
Okay.
talking about right now. The one I was talking about was the one where she's wearing the blue makeup over her
Oh,
eyes.
I'm seeing it. I'm looking at it right now. Yep.
Yes. This
Yep.
is what I was talking about.
Yeah. But
Guys,
then she
just look at
also
the
kind of
pictures.
has like this Britney Spears like toxic bodysuit thing happening, like a cheap knockoff of it.
And that one I'm okay with. Does
Yeah.
it fit her? Like, suit
No.
her? Like, physically, yes. But does it suit her? I don't really think so. It's giving one of the members of Fifth Harmony. It's giving Ally Brooke.
Yeah, oh, Ally Brooke. Oh, speaking of Ally,
If you think that's a compliment, it's a compliment. If you don't, I guess it's not. I don't know. It just is.
speaking of Ally Brooke, I did see this like, this is random.
I think I know
This,
exactly what you're gonna say.
yeah, this like, I don't know what interview she did, but she told whoever was interviewing her that she was the glue to Fifth Harmony, and that Simon Cowell came up to her and told her that. And you know who else said something very similar? Liam Payne. Okay,
Yeah,
so
but it's like, why are you bragging about being the glue? Because clearly it didn't
you
work.
didn't make it stick. You guys also, Fifth Harmony, like, please don't get back together. You guys were really awful.
They were so bad. Okay, they had some hits, but most of it misses. Complete
Yeah.
mess, disaster. The
They're.
vocals, the performances. Like, why are they all fine solo? But when you put them together, nightmare.
They, you know what? One Direction can only be created twice. I mean, not twice. Actually, no, twice, because Little Mix also, they were all soloists and then they got together. And Little Mix,
True.
they're good. So yeah, One Direction can only be created twice, not three
Yeah.
times. Okay.
Yeah, listen, Britney Spears was right when Fifth Harmony made it into the finals and she was like,
Yeah, she
yikes.
made that look.
She
If
was
you guys,
right. Anyway.
yeah, anyway, back to JoJo Siwa. I am, this is just so unserious. Like I can't look at her and be like, oh yeah, this is what we've all been waiting for, JoJo Siwa to grow up. Like, girlfriend, you're like 21, 22. First of all, it's about time. And
Yeah, she's 20.
okay, nonetheless, you're not five, which is what you've been acting like your entire career.
Yeah. Like I said before, just make the switch. So, do something bad. Don't tell us you're a bad girl. Show us.
Just like, and it doesn't have to be anything crazy. Like, it could literally be like a circa 2004 Paris Hilton, where you like stumbled out of the nice guy drunk or something. You know, it
Yeah.
could be something like that. I mean, well, she's only 20, I guess, but
Well,
whatever.
it could be in Europe. She could do it
Yeah.
in Europe.
There we go.
We're being responsible on popping off about pop culture.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, like I'm not trying to encourage her to be a bad girl in quotes, but like just what is this weird middle ground thing we're playing here? Like if you are, then you are. If you aren't, then you aren't. I don't know. Will I be following this era? Loosely.
Loosely,
Because
that's a good way to put it.
I'm absolutely curious. Will I be listening to these songs? No, I
No,
will not.
just the Instagram snippets.
Exactly. Snippets on little TikToks and whatnot. Of course. Yeah, like I am invested, okay? I'm not gonna pretend I'm not. But like, I'm not giving her a full stream on a song. Absolutely not.
No, you can't. You can't. We could, but you can't. Oh my God. Yeah, best of luck, JoJo Siwa. I don't, this is gonna be something. Okay. Let's switch gears and talk about Quiet on the Set, which was a docuseries. I don't know if all the parts have come out yet, but a docuseries about Dan Schneider and like the working environments on the sets of his Nickelodeon TV shows. And we've heard rumblings about, not just rumblings, but like waves, actually, about Dan Schneider since Jeanette McCurdy's book came out and all of her allegations against him and just like the working environments in general on Nickelodeon, like the adults that would just like not treat the kids properly and just the things that went on there. I hate this for like a number of reasons, but like, selfishly, I'm like, it just makes me so sad because now it's like when I go back and like watch these TV shows, I'm like, damn, you guys are being treated so horribly. And like, these were the TV shows of like my childhood. I mean, our childhood, obviously.
I feel the exact same way. It's like we now have to like look at them through a different lens. And fuck Dan Schneider for making me do that.
Yeah, that guy. What a fucking weirdo. Okay. I
Yeah,
mean,
there was always like jokes about him having like a foot fetish and stuff like that, which probably true because just think about some of these scenes in these shows. There's a lot of feet.
There is. And I, yeah. I mean, even like the fucking sign for the studio was a foot. Did you ever see that?
Yeah, you're right. I never really thought about it.
It's weird. The thing that makes me the most sad, though, is this Drake Bell revelation where, so I won't get into like all the details because it is like really triggering and just like not fun to talk about. But I mean, he was sexually assaulted by this, I don't know, he was like a,
Was a
what was
dialogue
he?
coach.
Okay, dialogue coach.
Which I don't really know what that means, but like, I guess I kind of understand. Anyway.
I mean, it's probably just someone who like goes over your lines with you and like, you know, directs you on like how to say it, when to say it, like your comedic timing and stuff, I would assume.
Same, but never heard of it before now. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah,
This is
me
totally a
neither.
besides the point. We're talking about serious stuff here. I need to get my shit together. Okay.
It's okay. It's okay. And this guy was his name like Brian Peck or something. I don't know.
Yes,
No relation
exactly.
to Josh Peck though. No relation.
Yeah, good looking out.
Yeah. He at the time was accused and also convicted of abusing a child on a child that he was working with. And this child had remained anonymous up until now. And that child was Drake Bell. And this was before Drake and Josh. This was like It seemed like it was before, like it was during the transition of like his time
The
from on
Amanda
the from the
Show.
Amanda Show, yeah, and then into Drake and Josh. So like this was like the very start of his career. But the one thing I am glad about is that like people did take it, well, people, I'm meaning like his mom and like some other adults around him, like did take it seriously. They did take it to the court. And he only got a 16-month sentence, but whatever.
Yeah, I he pled no contest, which like basically means you're like guilty, and like usually they don't give you as much, but like 16 months for two accounts of sex abuse on a child?
Is
Are you
crazy.
kidding me?
Yeah. No, that's crazy. Like,
Like, oh, people could have like a little bit of marijuana on them and serve more than that. Like, I'm just disgusted. Like,
yeah.
I just like I like want to cry. I want to be mad. I don't know how to feel. I just can't imagine what child actors go through. Just in general, like the scrutiny they face publicly, and then let alone like knowing that they face like sexual assault, sexual harassment, like all these other things that no one should have to go through, let alone like a child who's already like forced to work, forced to make money for their family. It's just, yeah, I just horrible.
Yeah, it's really fucking sad. It's really, really sad. Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch the docuseries just because, like, I don't know. Like, that part alone, I can just read about it, you know? Some other allegations were just like how women were treated in the writer's room, and that was very poorly. They did talk a lot about Amanda Bynes and how Dan Schneider allegedly was like very influential in her emancipating herself at like 16, which I don't know is, and then he did, I don't know if you saw, he did like a counter interview with fucking the smoothie guy from iCarly.
Tebow?
Tebow.
I
Yeah.
didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't watch it because I was like, I don't care what this man has to say. Also, a little bit biased that you're gonna have someone that you worked with interview you, but whatever. Dan Schneider was like, yeah, that was like a really like popular thing to do at that time for child actors. Like if you're making enough money to like emancipate yourself. I was like, is it, was it? I don't know. Like I've never heard, well, I've only like in my entire life heard only a few stories of like children in the industry wanting to emancipate themselves. And it's because of like their parents being terrible to them. But Amanda Bynes' parents seemed like very supportive. Like they had her under conservatorship that like wasn't abusive.
Right.
It was for her own good. That conservatorship ended. Like that part was very weird. Very, very weird.
Yeah. I don't know much about that.
Me,
If that's
yeah, I.
common, if that's something that's common, it's not common knowledge, at least.
No, yeah, exactly. I don't know. I just, yeah, during like his counter interview, he was just like obviously refuting all the allegations and like apologizing at the same time. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I'm just really sad. Really sad for Nickelodeon and like the people that had to go through this.
Yeah, 100%. Also, me and Mahi were talking about it before, but the cast of Ned's Declassified, they can all F off. Like, I'm so over them. All they do is talk about Ned's Declassified on their podcast and stuff, and they're just weirdos. And they made a recent TikTok, or I think they were on like, no, they were on live or something.
Yeah.
TikTok live, Instagram live, I don't know. But they were like laughing about this documentary, basically. And they were like,
Yeah,
oh, we shouldn't laugh. This is serious, guys.
Yeah, and like being like,
What?
well, that didn't happen to us, or like, well, thank God it didn't happen to you. I'm really glad like you had a positive experience during your time on Netflix Classified and with Nickelodeon in general. But for a lot of other people, that wasn't the case. So, like why are you so self-involved that you can't sympathize with other people's experiences?
It's gross.
Maybe just like don't say anything at all. Like no one was looking for a comment from the Netflix Classified cast.
Yeah, and if they were, they weren't looking for them to mock victims of
Yeah.
abuse.
Nope. Nothing.
Gross.
Oh, there also was a TikTok that I guess like Josh Peck made where I don't know if you saw it, but it was like a like an audio thing of like, if I haven't talked to you since like this amount of time, then like we're not friends or blah blah blah. And people thought that was like aimed at Drake Bell and just like going after Josh Peck, like in the comments and stuff. But Drake Bell said that Josh Peck had like reached out to him personally and like they've been in contact and like he's been like very supportive. So lay off Josh Peck, okay?
Yeah, I didn't see Josh Peck's post, but I knew about their current relationship, and they're okay with each other, okay?
Yeah.
They're not
So,
really in each other's lives, but they really don't need to be, okay?
no, it's fine. You know, we're not looking for a Drake and Josh reunion, especially now. Like, it's fine. Josh has his own little podcast. Drake is, last I heard, a pop star in Spain, but that was a very random point in time.
Yeah,
So,
he was fleeing. Well, he was fleeing the law in America.
oh, yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways, yeah, let's move on. Okay. The Casey Musgraves album. Well, first of all, what do you have to say? Because you've been like, you look so giddy right now. You've been waiting this entire time to talk about it.
Yeah, I haven't, me and Megan have not talked about this at all.
No.
I just want to say this album is a masterpiece.
It really
Brilliant,
is.
amazing. I feel like it's unfair to Kacey Musgraves that everybody compares all of her works to Golden Hour. Because that's its own thing. That's like, I mean, she won Album of the Year of the Grammys, like, very few people win that. Like, it's huge. Let's stop comparing it. I feel like this album, it's so different than Golden Hour, and it's just so perfect. I have not stopped listening to it for a week straight. Maggie told me that Zayn released a song. Had no idea. Obviously she did because that's her boo.
Yeah.
But
Duh.
I just like I start from the top and it just keeps looping. Anytime I'm in my car, anytime I put my headphones on, it's just on loop. I'm obsessed. Like
What are your
9.5 out of 10. I really like, I don't know. If you get it, you get it. And I guess I get it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. I'll be honest, on the very first listen, I like wasn't that into it. Didn't hate it, but I was just kind of like, eh. But then the second time around, loved it. I really,
Yeah.
really love it. The song Dinner with Friends kind of makes me emotional. The opening Cardinal, couldn't think of a better opener for an album, actually. Like it just sounds like it is like the start of like it's like the start of like a new era, and like it really brings you in to this universe that she created.
Yeah. Kacey Musgraves is like a master of taking like the cliche or like trite statements and like giving them like real meaning. And that's like the best way I can talk about her artistry. Like too good to be true. Like lyrically, like some of it's a little cliche, like Lonely Millionaire.
Yeah.
She's talking about being a millionaire but feeling lonely. Can I relate in the slightest? Absolutely not. But holy shit, the melodies. Her melodies are so beautiful.
I feel like this album especially, like, I don't know, something just like it's just, it's tickling my brain just right.
Yeah, like I don't even know what to talk about. Like The Architect, that song, I think, I don't know. Like some of the things sound like simplistic. And it's like this album, like I feel like, okay, this is how I take this album. It's like Kacey Musgraves, like just like existing. She's like in nature and she's just like thinking. Like asking questions about the world and how she feels about it. And she's not always answering it. And like that's okay. And like by her asking these questions, like it like makes me think about different things in my life. Like I don't relate like to a loss of a friend and things like this, like physical death, you know, of a friend. But like I just think, what if I did? Like how would I feel? What does it mean to like be a friend? What does it mean to like lose someone? Like I don't I haven't even like done it. I haven't put this into words at all. I don't think I've talked to anybody about this album until like right now. So if I sound like crazy, I am. I'm also drinking a McDonald's Coke and it's 8 a.m. and I've been up all night. So I just yeah. She's amazing.
Well, remember when she said that this album was for the gays to sit down and like reflect and like listen and learn? You're doing exactly just that.
And it's
You're
like,
literally doing it.
not necessarily like that. I'm like, there's not always like an answer, you know, but it's like about the questions that we can like gain deeper understanding about like the world around us. Like, there's not like one answer, you know, like The Architect, she literally like asked a question in that song, right? At the end of it, like, is there an architect? I don't know. Is there? Like, what does it mean to be an architect? Like, am I an architect in my own life? Is there an architect around me? Like, and does she even mean to bring up all these things? I don't know, but that's what I get out of it. And amazing. And you know what? Anime Eyes, also amazing. I know you're
I
gonna hate
was
that song.
No, I love that song.
I'm shocked.
I
am
love that
shocked.
song.
I thought
I
you would
love
hate
the
the ending.
bridge.
You hate when people talk in songs.
I do, but this one I love.
It gives like Fairly OddParents intro in the best way.
Oh my God, it does.
It's
Does. Maybe that's why I love it so much, because I love the Fairly OddParents.
just like it, like especially when you listen to the album in a row, like it just like explodes out of nowhere and it feels right.
It does. I just, yeah, normally I do hate when people talk in songs, but I don't know, something about this one. I think
Yeah.
it's a Fairly Odd Parents comparison. I really think it just like something just clicked.
That one's for the niche audience. Well, it can't be that niche, but the people who watch anime and listen to country music, that's me.
Yeah, that really is you.
That they're like major personality points, but you know, I'm somewhere in this like Venn diagram.
Yeah.
I don't know, just like the thought of anime eyes, like those big sparkly shiny eyes. Like
Yes.
seeing somebody and having them give you anime eyes, or you know, it's really cute.
Yeah.
'Cause like I want somebody to give me anime eyes. I want somebody to get anime eyes over me.
Yeah,
Like I
don't we
want,
all?
oh, with the like the little hearts above their head when they like see me. Oh,
Yeah.
I want that.
I know. I'm really glad that like she used that metaphor for just like having like big hard eyes for someone, like being so in love.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's cute. It's so cute. And it's like
It is.
really not cheesy. You think it would be.
Yeah, I expected it to be cheesy. It
Yeah.
did.
Again, just her melodies. And she goes so simple on this album. Like her production's even more stripped down than Golden Hour. Like this is the least production she's ever had. It's basically just like an acoustic guitar the whole time.
Yeah,
I mean, there's
but
some drums and then Anime Eyes does its thing.
yeah.
But It just really lets you just like listen to the melody and just like feel the music. And it's brilliant. My least favorite thing about the album is the cover.
Okay, her lips look crazy. Why do her lips look like that? She needs to stop with the injections.
Yeah, it's just not a good cover. I'm
No.
sorry. Your
A
sister needs
little.
to do better. Her sister always shits her albums.
Oh, I did see though that she said in an interview that her grandma was like disapproving of her being naked on like the other album cover, and she was like, "Casey, you're a singer, not a stripper." And she said, "Why can't I be both?" She's gonna answer for everything, you know?
Both of them have a point, but yeah.
Exactly. You know, why not both?
Yeah. So I just, like I said, I had a lot to say. It really just
It's really
makes me
resonating with
feel
you.
so good, so free, like contemplative. I don't know. It just really connects with me. And like Golden Hour did the same thing when I first heard it. You know, Starcross didn't do it in the same way. Still love that album. Still different reasons. It's just completely different. She is such a good songwriter.
She really is. And I mean, like, I know that she's won Album of the Year and like other Grammys and stuff. But like, I just feel like she is not talked about enough when we talk about like the greatest songwriters of even of all time. She's not talked about
Yeah.
enough in those conversations. And she needs
Yeah.
to be.
Yeah. She's a start. She if she started writing for other people more, she probably would be.
Yeah. Well, isn't that what she started off doing?
I don't know.
I think that was what she
She
started
tried to
off
be an
doing.
artist for a while. She's been trying since she was like a kid. I know she wrote "Mama's Broken Heart" from Miranda Lambert, which I think won a Grammy. But that was like after she was already famous or around the same time. So I don't know. But most people in country music start off trying to be songwriters.
True.
It's the whole
Very true.
Nashville vibe, you know?
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts on this album?
Not really. I don't know. There's not a song that I skip.
No skips. Okay, that says a lot. That says a lot
Yeah.
about an album. No skips.
Yeah.
Okay, well then let's get into our toasts and our roasts. Go ahead.
I'm just that was like I said,
Emotional.
that was the first time I even like put into thoughts what I thought about that album besides loving it. So wow.
Feels like a
I
release.
feel like I did release a lot. Like I don't know. I just talked like a lot. I don't think I ever talked that much in a row. Rarely.
In a row.
Anyway, my roast goes to, I don't know necessarily who. We're gonna say Margot Robbie because she's supposed to be producing a film adaptation of The Sims.
I just read that this morning,
I
actually.
have a feeling this is not gonna happen. And it better not. But I've seen it on more than one source. Because I'm like, oh, that can't be real. And I know they want to do all these like new Mattel universe, and I don't think that's Mattel, but like these new video games and games and stuff. No. No. No.
That was not the point of Barbie. Okay. The point of Barbie was not to make more movies about toys and like other things that you play with, video games, like you said, movies, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, the point was, well, one of the points was, let's make more movies that center around women by women and like tell a story, you know?
Yeah. Barbie was like the hook, you know?
And
But,
we're running the wrong way with it.
and it's like Margot Robbie, Academy Award nominated many times. People want to see you. People want to see things by you. You
Yeah,
don't need The
she's like
Sims.
she's convinced that they don't like everyone's sick of her. I'm not sick of Margot Robbie. Like really at all. I never have been. I never like looked at Margot Robbie and been like, oh God, her again. And I really don't think I ever will.
Yeah, stop that. I'm gonna be sick of you if you make stupid ass movies like The Sims.
Yeah, that's gonna make me sick of you.
Like, let's not do this, okay? That's all I gotta say. This is dumb.
Yeah.
I don't want it. Like, I don't know. No. Okay, my toast goes to this new Dua Lipa wax figure.
I didn't see it. I'm gonna look it
Oh
up.
my God. I, my friend Faye, giving her a shout out. She listens now. She's one
Huh.
of our supporters. She listens right away, always.
Love
It's
that.
the new Madame Tussauds in Orlando, if you want to look that up. I'm telling you, that's literally a picture of Dua Lipa. Like, that is not a wax figure. I'm so impressed. Like, I don't understand how
Oh.
sometimes they like get it spot on, and sometimes I'm like, who is that?
Yeah. Okay, I actually did see this and I thought I was just like scrolling and I thought it was a picture of Dua Lipa.
Yeah, I think this is one of the greatest things I've ever, not the greatest things, that's obnoxious. The greatest wax figures I've ever seen.
Wow.
Doesn't it look just like it's her posing?
Yes.
Like skin tones
Wow.
right, makeup, hair, the eyes, like those eyes are so realistic.
Yes. Yeah, it's the eyes that are really getting me.
Yeah,
The eyes and
just.
like the depth of like the skin tone with makeup. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm super impressed. These
Wow.
people, I know they don't get paid enough. Whatever artists are doing these.
Yeah, but like you said, sometimes like there it's like a real miss, and I don't know how that happens.
Yeah. Like, I don't expect them to always be perfect, but sometimes I'm like, literally,
Like,
who is
did you even like
that?
look at a picture of them?
Like, it'll be like a black person. I'm like, that person is like white, or like vice
Yeah.
versa. So, I guess
Wow. Yeah,
whoever
whoever made
did
that
this
one.
in Orlando, kudos to you.
Okay. My roast goes to Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom,
Oh,
who now
no.
have their own podcast called Keeping Up with Sports. First of all, the name, even if it wasn't like alluding to Keeping Up with the Kardashians, what a boring name. It's weird that it's alluding to Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And
Keeping up with sports.
like how like it's like a 5-year-old came up with it. I hate Caitlyn Jenner. Okay, I hate her. And the way that she treats the trans the community, the community that she is a part of, I could go on for days. I hate her. And Lamar Odom, he's just fucking weird. Like, why are you still involved? It like you still have like your one pinky toe in the Kardashian pool, and it's weird. You've been divorced from Kourtney Kardashian. Not yeah. No, not Kourtney. What? Khloe Kardashian for years now. So what? Like you guys don't talk. You don't have any connection. You don't have like children together or anything. So what are we doing? And why are we talking about sports? Like, why these people? Who's listening? Who?
Yeah, I don't even think they're gonna get the Kardashian fans. Like, I don't really know what fan base they're looking for
That's what I'm
because all the
saying.
sports fans don't like trans people, so they're gonna exclude you. Lamar
Yeah.
Odom, nobody really cares about him anymore. All he does is try to get Courtney's attention. Sorry, Chloe's attention.
Yeah. That's
Sooner than said, I'm like, nope.
literally, I know. I just did the same thing. That's literally like his life's purpose. And it's
Yeah.
weird. And I need you to move on. I need both of them to move on, actually. Because Caitlyn Jenner is like also a part of this documentary that's like talking about the Kardashian Empire. Just came out on Peacock. I didn't watch it. I just saw the trailer and it's like, girlfriend, stop it. Get
Yeah.
your own life. Get your own
Yeah.
life, please.
Listen,
Please.
you're best known for vehicular manslaughter.
I
And
do forget about that, but when it's brought
yeah.
up to me, yeah.
Vehicular manslaughter. I said it right this time.
Yes.
No one, listen, you're gonna try to talk about this podcast as much as you want, and I'm still gonna think about how you killed somebody. Was it your fault? I don't know. I don't like you, so I'm gonna say it was.
Yeah, in the eyes of the law, no, but in the eyes of public opinion, i.e., me and Steven's opinion, yeah.
Yeah. Is that harsh? Maybe, but she's also awful, so.
Don't give a fuck. I hate Caitlyn Jenner. I just think about like all the good she could have done for the trans community. And
Yep.
she said, you know what? I'm actually not. I'm gonna throw all the good things I could do into the dumpster, and I'm gonna do everything the opposite.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense.
God, I hate her. I hate her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Her sitting up in interviews and being like, yeah, actually trans kids like shouldn't play on the teams of the genders that they feel they're a part of. What? As a trans woman, you're saying that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, there's just so many scary things she said that you like don't think would be true. But they are. Yeah.
Also, sometimes when I think of Caitlyn Jenner, I think about this picture that's on her Instagram, and it's a picture of her wearing a shirt, and it's the acronym LGBTQ. And on the shirt, it stands for Let's Get Biden to Quit.
You know, she gagged me on that one. But ironically, of course.
Ironically, yes.
I haven't seen that.
I saw it a long time ago, like maybe like 2 or 3 years ago at this
Those are
point, but
like
I
those
think about it a
Facebook
lot.
posts. That's like the classic Facebook posts I see from my parents' friends. That you just like, you're like, you just like laugh because you're like, wow, I can't believe you like think this is like normal.
Yeah,
Like,
that like you think you're doing something.
I would wear that ironically, but also I think people would think I'm serious. So,
Yeah, so maybe don't.
yeah, no, I wouldn't. But I can't believe she did. She posted that. I mean, I can believe it, but like, what?
Like, what's wrong with you? I mean, so many things, but like,
Oh.
yeah, I don't foresee this podcast lasting more than 3 episodes. So I think there's only one out right now.
Caitlin and Lamar, like they interact
Now
before
they
this
do.
podcast, like
I know that like when Lamar Odom was married to Khloé, that like he was really close with everyone in the entire Kardashian family. But guess what, Lamar Odom, you guys have been divorced for like almost 10, like yeah, almost 10 years, I think. I think they divorced in 2016.
and every time he is in a public space, he talks about wanting to bone Chloe.
And
Like, wouldn't you think that would be weird, Caitlin?
sometimes he says that while he's in other relationships.
Yeah. I remember when he went on Celebrity Big Brother and all he did was talk about how he would get back with Chloe if she let him. Like,
Well,
we
yeah,
get it.
no shit. She
You
was
went on
like
a
the
reality
break.
show just to talk about her, you weirdo.
Oh my God. You know what? That guy fucked it up, okay? And I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. That guy literally almost ruined her life. Okay. My toast. Lindsay Lohan. I feel like we are just in a Lindsay Lohan, Lohanessence, if you will. Did you see that Bustle interview she did like with herself?
I don't think so.
Oh my God. Well, she did like a spread in for Bustle, and then it was an interview, and it was just like it was her interviewing herself, kind of like a grown-up parent trap.
That's cute.
I know. I thought it was really adorable. And you know what? She just seems like so happy. Like, I didn't watch Irish Wish, and will I? No. I heard it was really bad, but at the same time, like, it was so bad, it's good. And that is where Lindsay Lohan needs to be. She needs to be having fun. It's making movies that are silly, just like get people laughing, even though they're probably not supposed to be comedies.
Yeah. Don't want to speak ill against her because I love this woman. But that Christmas movie she did with Court Overstreet, I thought it was going to be like a cheesy over the top, like rom-com Christmas movie. No, it was just bad. Like, not so bad it's good. It was just bad. Which is like, I want to watch this Irish movie, but I don't know if I can do it again, Lindsay. It wasn't even entertaining. Like I was expecting, fully expecting a bad Christmas movie. But it was, you know.
Worse than expected.
Again, sorry to speak ill on your name, girl, but we got to do something a little higher budget.
I feel like it's coming. It's gonna take time for her to get back there.
Right. Or at least with
But
a little better
like,
script. Like, it doesn't need to be higher
yes.
budget.
Listen, an actor's only as good as their script. So
Yeah. I mean, she was acting better in The Parent Trap than this movie, so
well, duh.
yeah, I
That was one of
mean,
her finest performances.
you're not, you're telling me. Come on. No one's gonna argue with you on that one.
I just love her. I just love how much like people are loving her again. And just like really feeling bad for the way that the media treated her and the way that she was portrayed. And now we are just getting to see like probably who she's been this entire time.
Yeah, she's an amazing woman.
She
So
is. I
kind
love
and
her.
caring.
I just love her. All right. Well, you guys know where to find us on Instagram at Popping Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a follow. Give us a 5-star rating anywhere you can do that. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street. And maybe by next episode, Steven will have listened to Zayn's single. Maybe we can talk about it.
That's
Because
exactly what
I
I was going to
love it.
say. Go listen to Zayn's song because I'm going to go do that right now.
Yeah, I love it. It's so good. Okay.
I'm a week
Talk to you
late, but
guys.
you know.
Whatever. Better late than never, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, bye.
I was like, did I freeze? Okay, never mind. Okay,
I
bye.
think we both.